I'm a cycling guy. Yeah, I get the Lycra on occasionally. So I'm not going to let SBS's Tour de France coverage get lost in the wash, especially with my old mate Matty Keenan back in France to cover it. Matty, welcome to you. Great to have you on.
Thanks, mate. As your producer Mitch said, you're back in your natural habitat. It's good to be actually at the bike race.
So the full crew, who is in your crew in France? Because you have had a little bit of a crew change-up.
We have had a change. So I'll be commentating with Bridie O'Donnell and Simon Gerrans. And then doing the reporting will be David McKenzie, who's been part of it since 2007. He'll be joined by Christophe Mallet, who was a Frenchman, who's now an Aussie, and also Gracie Alvin, who's a former dual Australian champion. She'll be part of the team too.
And I mentioned it starts tonight, tomorrow/tonight. You can catch Stage 1 live and exclusive on SBS from 11:50 tonight. But the race starts actually, I think, a tick after midnight. What can we expect from this tour, Matt? Especially from a couple of Aussies who a lot of people probably haven't heard much about. Jack Haig, Ben O'Connor. I noticed that they're... The bookmakers have kept them reasonably safe without, you know, throwing their odds way out there.
Yeah, so the absolute favourite is Tadej Pogacar, who's won it for the last 2 years. But last year we had Ben O'Connor finishing fourth place, which is the best debut by an Aussie ever. Cadell's opening tour, he was eighth. Phil Anderson was 10th. So this is the best an Australian has ever done in their first appearance. For Ben O'Connor, if he replicates that, it'll be a fantastic performance. But he's aiming, I think, optimistically to try and get on the podium, get inside the top three. And if everything goes right, it's possible. The other guy who you mentioned is Jack Haig. Last year, he crashed out on stage three in the Tour, but he then went on to finish third at the Tour of Spain. So he's another one that's aiming for the top five. And this is the first time we've had two guys in the race, genuine chances to finish inside the top five.
So do you think it'll go to plan? Do you think Pogacar is the guy to beat, or is there going to be a bit of a change-up? Mm. You know, someone that's going to be a bit of a surprise. Vingegaard's short in the betting as well there. It looks like it's Pogacar and then a bit of daylight.
Yeah, a few people are thinking that maybe COVID can beat Pogacar because they've had a few riders not able to start the race because they've tested positive to COVID in the 48 hours before it gets started. But you mentioned Jonas Vingegaard. He was second overall last year. The year before, his teammate Primoz Roglic was second. So we're really looking forward to seeing, you know, who becomes the absolute leader of that team. And there could be a little bit of an internal battle. And one of the key stages, I assume, Dwayne, you love watching Paris-Roubaix across the cobblestones. Stage five, they go across some of those cobblestones. And for the climbers, they will hate it. It could be carnage.
Yeah, I sook up if it hasn't been freshly paved, so the cobblestones wouldn't be for me. Matt, I wish you the best of luck. It's going to be great to hear your voice tonight on the coverage and every night on the coverage. You can catch it on SBS every night, and I look forward to talking to you on a regular basis. When you can squeeze us in your early morning yet? Breakfast yet?
No, this is perfect. You're my alarm clock. Mitch gives me a call. I get up, talk to you, and I'll go to breakfast.